I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society and host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, and I'm talking with Eric Schneider, who's a junior at High Technology High School in New Jersey, and Eric is one of the 10 contestants who's qualified for Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, which will take place January 6th, Friday morning, at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in Boston. And Eric, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to meeting all of my fellow contestants so I could share ideas with like-minded peers from throughout the country. And since the contest is in Boston, I'm also looking forward to hopefully enjoying some great New England clam chowder.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of that to choose from. That's right. If you'd qualified last year, you would have had to choose gumbo instead, so that you could take a tour of soup with the joint mathematics meetings. Now, looking around Boston, do you think you'll look at some schools, or will you not have time for that?
Well, it depends how much time the contest gives, but I hope to see Harvard.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. Speaking of competitions, you were on the first place national team 3 years in a row in the ARML competition. Can you tell people just exactly what the ARML competition is?
The ARML competition is a competition for high schoolers across the country. And it's actually a team competition of 15 students. And for the past 3 years, my team, the Lehigh Valley ARML, has done extraordinarily well. And it's a really great competition.
Does ARML stand for American Regions Mathematics
Regional
League?
Regional Mathematics League. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there are competitions that you can hold simultaneously almost at various parts of the country. I think it started at the one at Penn State. That's probably where you go, right?
Yes, I go to Penn State. There's three sites across the country.
Ah. And then the scores from all those sites are compared, and 3 years in a row, your team has had the top score, or won. That's good. Congratulations. Now,
thank you.
I think we've had other people in the competition from that team. Was Ben Zosmer on that team?
In fact, yes, he was.
Is. And he was in the first competition. I think he was a finalist in the first competition, and he was a very good contestant, had a lot of good stories.
For the last 3 years, he was a very valuable member of the team.
When you won it as an eighth grade, a lot of times in sports or other competitions, when someone wins, they say, you kind of get that feeling that that's the way it always is in a competition or an athletic league. You are probably pretty used to winning now.
Well, you have to take everything in steps, and so we're being optimistic, but not too hopeful. Like, we're hoping to win this year. Yeah, we're not being complacent.
Mm-hmm. And the teams, the people aren't all from the same school, right? So how do you practice?
Well, actually, every couple weeks, we all go to Lehigh University in order to practice. So it's a pretty long trip, but it's worth it.
Yeah, so you're in New Jersey, so how far is that for you?
About 3 hours-ish.
Wow. And so it's every other weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But the practice obviously is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we have on the qualifying test, or one of the questions actually before the math questions start, is how a person would plan to use the money if they won. Could you share with the listeners how you'd like to use the money if you won?
Well, I'd like to donate some of my winnings to the Twin Towers Orphan Fund that was created to help children who lost one or both of their parents as a result of the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001. And the rest would go into my college fund.
So that sounds like a worthy cause, and nice of you to do that, Eric. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes. I'm very excited to be part of this year's event, and I would like to thank my parents, Karen and Adam Schneider, and my ARML coaches, Professor Davis and Professor Monks, for their continued support. And I'd also like to thank you, Mr. Breen, and the American Mathematical Society for sponsoring this contest.
Ah, well, that's a very nice thing to say, Eric. That's Eric Schneider, who is a junior at High Technology High School in New Jersey, and he's one of the 10 contestants in the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, and this will be the third competition that we've had for the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician. It'll be in Boston at the Joint Mathematics Meetings Friday morning from 9:30 to 11. Eric, thanks a lot.
Thank you as well.